It's 5-2 Radio right here on ACR.FM. It's your man DJ X. Keep it locked.
In the place to be, it's 5-2 Radio with your host, KJ 5 to the 2 and DJ X.
That's right, y'all. 5-2-Easy.
DJ X.
Ayo, yo.
Yes, sir. It's 5-2 Radio. You are in tune with your boy, KJ 5 to the 2. We're talking about YouTube today, and might as well talk about the actual YouTube. YouTube is this internet phenomenon, one of the biggest websites on the internet, period. It's basically, the whole principle is that you can upload whatever, well, not whatever you want, but you can upload your own videos and become a superstar.
Overnight celebrity.
So if you got a picture of your cat dancing to You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer, you can put it up there. Maybe you'll become a star. And actually, people have become stars off YouTube to the point where they've actually gotten, like, you know, actual jobs on TV shows.
Jobs, TV sitcoms, record deals.
List
goes on.
It is rapidly becoming the place to watch videos, things along those lines. And so I was kind of figuring, okay, we're going to talk about YouTube today. What would be, like, the number one video of all time on YouTube? And I'm sure this is very hotly debated, but I was kind of checking this out, and someone put me up on this video. You hadn't seen it, right? I showed it to you the other day.
I just checked it out.
You just checked it out. It is a video, and it's called Star Wars Kid. Some of you out there might know. You might not know. Basically, this video... I'm not trying to laugh at the kid, but apparently what has happened, this kid is a French-Canadian kid up in Canada, videotaped himself just like Darth Maul from Star Wars, but he had like a golf handle or something like that. So he's jumping around doing the karate chops. I'm not doing it justice. He taped himself, never wanted anybody to see it, left the video sitting out. Some of his quote-unquote friends got a hold of it and uploaded it. To this day, there has been 900 million views of this clip called Star Wars Kid. And it's considered to be the number one viral clip that's on there. And what happened, this kid got so embarrassed from this, he turned around and sued the people. He actually made out for $350,000 in Canadian.
Wow.
Which that's like about 20 bucks in American. But anyway, you know, it proves that this thing called YouTube is striking a chord with a lot of people. Are you a YouTube watcher? Do you go on there and check stuff out?
I do occasionally. Well, yeah. Really, and I think about that, it's like, you know, maybe do the math, 900 million divided by like a movie ticket. He got his 300,000 worth, I think. He got his justice due.
Well, I'm going to question you is, would you embarrass yourself for $350,000 Canadian to be humiliated? Because this, I mean, let's be honest, there has been so many different versions of the Star Wars kid on there.
Why do you think it's a hit? It becomes,
It's a hit. You know why it's a hit? Because every one of us has done that. Every one of us has done something stupid in our room that we thought no one else would find out about, and hopefully they never do. Well, he did.
So we all find enjoyment, excitement in looking at the inner Star Wars kid in all of us.
5-2 Radio. Alright, what the dizzle, big scrizzle, pizzle, mizzle, mizzle, flizzle.
Yeah, we back.
We back on 5-2 Radio. That what you just heard is an example of me trying to broadcast something that I should never say. That's too many izzles for one sentence. Anyway, you're listening to 5-2 Radio. We're talking about YouTube, but we're talking about the aspect of what are you broadcasting when it comes to YouTube? What are you letting people see in your life? And we're talking about that, and I kind of have to go back to a story I remember. I want to say 7th grade, okay? I used to spend my summers up in Michigan. And for the longest time, I was very embarrassed of my real name. My real name is Jonah, okay? I was embarrassed of it because people always messed it up. They said it was a girl's name. They called me Joanna. You know what I mean? It's tough. It's tough when you're in 7th grade and you don't have a normal name. So I determined one summer that I would no longer be called Jonah that summer.
What'd you call yourself?
It's kind of lame. And, well, it's not really, the name isn't lame, and I'm not going to say it's lame because all the other people that have this name are going to get mad at me, but how I got the name, my middle name is Kirsten. No, I was not going to go by Kirsten, which is yet another semi-feminine. Thanks for laughing. Thanks for laughing at my pain, pal. Anyway, do you see what I'm up against here, people? Anyway, Kirsten is my middle name. I said, you know what? Kirsten is close to Chris. And so I decided to say, first I met this new group of kids and they say, oh, what's your name? My name's Chris. Which, you know, people say, oh, that's fine. You took on, you broadcasted something else. You became something else for that summer. A lot of us want to do that. This is where the problem is.
Okay.
People calling the house going, is Chris there? And my grandmother, who I was with, hanging up, Chris, no, Chris here, click.
So how long were you able to ride that?
I rode that most of the summer. In fact, there was a particular girl that I got hooked up with that summer. That was like my summer girlfriend.
So it was all worth it.
Well, it was worth it to a point. And then I think like towards the tail end, I'm like, my family's like, why do they keep calling you Chris? It's not even your name. It's not even close to your name. But, you know, really what I wanted to do, I wanted to broadcast. I wanted to be somebody else. I wanted people to see me because I was kind of nerdy. Back home in Florida, I was a nerdy little kid. I figured this summer I can
still
be
are.
Somebody else. That's right. But I am proud of my nerdiness. There's nothing wrong with it.
Now
all
you
the
can
nerds
live
out
it.
There. Yeah, that's right. I can run with it.
One
so,
thing I wasn't proud of okay. was knocking Jesus down.
Wait, hold on. Time out. Time out. Flag on the play. Please explain.
Okay. It was my first show. Now, actually, I started out as a rapper.
Okay.
I had a group. We had our first show. Inexperienced. Real nervous. We got through the whole set, which I was actually surprised about. And during the last song, I take a step back on stage, and I hear this sound, which I thought was a fog machine. Then I realized there is no fog machine. What was that? Every mouth in the audience dropped. I looked behind me and saw I dropped the 8-foot cross that was on stage. I dropped it. It tilted over and fell.
You're there to minister at a church.
And I dropped
Jesus.
And you
knocked Jesus over. Yeah. Wow. Talk about broadcasting.
And it was filmed.
Oh, man.
To be able to be watched for time to come.
Talk about broadcasting the wrong thing right
there. 5-2 Radio.
Hi, y'all. 5-2 Radio. You're in the mix. Thank you for tuning in. It's your boy KJ5 to the 2. And we're talking about YouTube. We're talking about what are you broadcasting on the YouTube channel of your own life? What do people see when they see you? And so often, you know, what people can see from us sometimes can be bad attitudes. Sometimes for the ladies, it can be they can see a little too much because they're trying to be revealing to attract somebody, unfortunately. But really, at the end of the day, we all want to be loved. We all want to be YouTube stars. That's really what it comes down to. And that's what's made a website like YouTube so popular. Because at the end of the day, we want to be recognized. We want people to see us. The question really is, what do people see when they see us? You know what I mean? Especially if you're walking with Christ. Do people see Jesus reflected in who you are, in your day-to-day life, in the things that you say, in the ways that you act, and the way you carry yourself? And you've got a verse that ties into this very, very distinctly. What is that right there?
In Matthew 7:16, it says, you will recognize them by their fruits. Who's them? That's us. That's followers of Jesus, followers of Christ. We learn so much. We gain a lot of wisdom. We gain a lot of knowledge, going to church, reading books, listening to the radio. They're doing all the right things. But when is that being revealed to others? When is that being displayed for others to see?
Well, hopefully it's being displayed every single day. You know, I heard someone basically say is that for some people, we are the only Jesus that they'll ever see. And that we are actually really called to be Jesus with skin on. Not that we are Jesus, but we are a representation of who he is and his character and the things that he says. We should be that kind of representation every single day. Now, that sounds good in theory. That sounds good. I don't think anybody would argue with me on this. But that's really where our faith, hopefully, where the rubber would meet the road. And, you know, everybody is every single day tuning in to our own YouTube channel of our own life. They're sitting there going, okay, you claim that. You got that little cross around your neck. You got that little Bible in your hand. You go to church. Okay, prove to me that your faith is really real. Prove to me that this is not just about some religious thing. Show me. Now, sometimes they're doing that because they want to know that, number one, that we're authentic. But a big reason I think sometimes they do this is because they want something real. People are looking for something real. In a world that is so fake and so plastic, they are looking for something real.
Yeah, you look at Paul. He wrote, I didn't come to you. I didn't come to all of you with words of intellectual words of wisdom, but just a display. Display the Spirit's power, God's power. What could be more powerful than a changed life? Somebody saying, hey, this is my actions. By following Jesus, this is what he's been able to help me overcome and change. It's that old saying, talk is cheap.
And you know what, too, is that people can argue the Bible, but they can't argue what's happened in your life. They can't argue how God has changed you. You know, I heard somebody say, it says, preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words.
5-2 Radio.
That's right. It's Fatu Radio. We're back. And, you know, to recap today, what have we learned from this? What is the moral of this story? The moral of the story is if you're going to act like Star Wars, make sure you hide the tape very well. Or if you're going to take that tape and you're going to put it out there, make sure you got a lot of money put away because lawsuits are a pain. Anyway, we've been talking about YouTube. Not necessarily the website, but we have been talking about the YouTube of our lives. What are people tuning in? How many views, I guess you could say, how many hits do people see in our lives when they take a look at us? What do they see? And does it reveal who Jesus really is? And, you know, maybe you struggle with that. Maybe you have a hard time really sharing the character of who Jesus is. You need some practical help. We got a number for you, 1-800-394-HOPE. That's 1-800-394-HOPE. They want to give you just that. They want to give you some hope. And also, you can hit us up at
myspace.com/52radio or 52radiofm@gmail.com.
Yes. We need to get a YouTube channel.
I have to do that.
That would be a little boring, just sitting around me and you in front of a microphone.
Oh, we don't have to display this. We could show them us dropping crosses
I'll tell you what,
on stage.
I forgot about that. I'm seriously, after this is over, I'm going to go get my lightsaber out. We'll just see what happens.
Oh, it's on. And if I record it, don't sue me.
Put that camera away. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in with us. We appreciate it as always. It's been 52 Radio. God bless.
Much love.